Celebrity trainer Jillian Michaels: data irrefutably shows transgender athletes have advantage in women's sports. By Paul Bois on April 24, 2024. The Biggest Loser star and celebrity trainer Jillian Michaels has come out against men competing in women's sports, saying the evidence irrefutably undercuts the transgender cause. Michaels, an open lesbian, expounded on her position during an appearance on Fox & Friends on Tuesday. While she acknowledged that the LGBTQ cause for inclusion is a noble one, she felt it should not come at the expense of women athletes. "You've got two competing goals in sports. One is inclusion, which everybody can understand and get on board with. However, the second goal that's in direct opposition with inclusion in this instance is going to be a fair competition," Michaels said. "And if that's your priority, if your overriding priority is going to be fairness over inclusion, you've got to turn to the data, and the data irrefutably shows that biological males are 10 to 30% stronger, faster, have better endurance, better aerobic capacity across the board," she added. LGBTQ activists have often touted puberty blockers and testosterone reduction as an equalizer, but Michaels noted that the evidence refutes this. "If we defer to the studies, they show that even on puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, the decrease in physical performance is, quote, trivial. That's what the data says," Michaels said. "And to give you an example, if you look at a biological male transgender female with grip strength in conjunction with a biological female transgender male, okay, so both of them are on blockers and cross-sex hormones. The transgender female, the biological male's grip strength was 17% greater than the female on testosterone and puberty blockers," she continued. As Breitbart News reported, a cultural shift has been occurring regarding the treatment of children identifying as transgender, with established institutions like England's National Health Service, NHS, banning puberty blockers on minors. NHS England based its decision to ban puberty blockers for children on there not being enough evidence about the procedure's safety or clinical effectiveness. The UK government also endorsed the landmark decision, hailing it as being in the best interests of children. NHS England proposed a ban on the procedure in June and issued the definitive decision following a review from the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.